With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Public safety bills got a lot of attention and pushback from residents of rural New Mexico who fought for no restrictions on gun ownership. But the Democratic majority of both chambers passed several measures they say will result in safer communities. Representative Gail Chasey has served for a quarter century. The Albuquerque Democrat is chairwoman of the House Judiciary Committee, and in her remarks at a news conference at the end of the session, she listed achievements in data sharing and fingerprinting under the Criminal Justice Reform Act.
I'm really proud of our work in the House of Representatives because we have had public safety at the forefront as we considered each of these measures carefully. And with the passage of the Criminal Justice Reform Act, we have finally begun to work to enact the reforms we started working on 6 years ago. We are focusing on accountability and treatment to aid addiction and prevent crime. We've created a better behavioral health system and framework to assist juveniles and adults with reentry.
According to the Council of State Governments, New Mexico's crime rate over the last decade was the second highest in the country. And while other states saw a decrease in prisoners, New Mexico's went up by 14%, with about 7,300 now in custody. Chasey listed what the gun regulation measures will entail if the governor signs them into law.
And we will no longer turn a blind eye to gun violence in our communities. We have ensured that those committing domestic violence against a household member do not have access to firearms, and we have closed all the background checks for guns sold in New Mexico.
That's longtime State Representative Gail Chasey summarizing bills passed in the recently concluded legislative session. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.